Yes. Now, can we get on with this?
Yes, sir, certainly. I'm sure you'll appreciate that all these checks are necessary for security reasons. So, what exactly is the problem?
Problems.
Okay.
Well, first, your computer seems to have gone mad. I sent you £500, and on the statement for the account, it shows that I only paid £300.
Yes. The account does only show £300 was paid.
Well, I paid the £500 in at the bank, and I have my receipt, and my bank statement shows that £500 has been taken from my account.
Oh, I see. What I'll do is check with the bank and see what they say.
Okay.
You said there was something else?
Yes, as if that wasn't enough. My account shows that £107.27 was paid to a company called Pan Express. I don't know who this is.
Let's have a look. Well, it is genuine.
I can assure you it's not mine.
It was made on the evening of the 12th of May. Maybe it's a restaurant bill you forgot about?
There's no way that... Oh, wait, hold on.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. I've just realised what it is. It is a restaurant bill. The name of the company is different from the name of the restaurant. My mistake. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Was there anything else?
I don't know if I dare.
What is it anyway?
The amount of interest seems to have gone up.
If you look at your statement for April, you'll see that the rate went down from 16.27% to 14.99% that month.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Was that everything?
Yes, basically it is.
Okay.
And can you check my payment?
Oh, yes, I'll do it. Can I phone you back?
I'll be at home for the next 2 hours. I have to leave at 11.
Right. What's your number?
020-7989-7182.
Hold on. 020-7979?
No, it's 7989 and then 7182.
So it's 020-7989-7182.
Yes, that's it.
OK, I'll phone you straight back.
Thanks. Bye.